Some good news now as we enter our last half hour together today. Over 30,000 Australians live with cerebral palsy, but improved maternal and pre-birth practices is reducing the amount of babies born with it. A recent report by the Cerebral Palsy League has shown that over the past 10 years, the rate of cerebral palsy across Australia has gone from 1 in 500 children to 1 in 700. That's a 30% decrease. Researchers have said that it's the most exciting news about cerebral palsy in decades, but my next guest disagrees. Christopher Hills has cerebral palsy and runs a technology consulting and video editing business and is an accessibility ambassador working to make the universe a more inclusive place. Christopher reckons that the most exciting news in recent years is how mainstream technology companies are enhancing their products to make it possible for everyone to work and play on the same level. I asked him how technology helps him get things done.
I am quadriplegic with cerebral palsy, so I do everything with three switches on my wheelchair headrest. These switches connect to my wheelchair, my iPhone and my Mac. My iPhone and the Mac have a built-in accessibility feature called Switch Control. The premise being a cursor that highlights the elements on my screen. When the cursor reaches a button, I press my switch to activate it. I've been pressing a switch with my head for about 15 years now, and the way I have Apple Switch Control set up on my devices, the cursor moves from item to item every 0.25 seconds, so in 5 seconds I can cover 20 buttons. I am able to do pretty much everything on an iPhone or Mac that someone could do with their hands. This has enabled me to access YouTube and other social media and connect with a worldwide community. My videos are on YouTube and are the primary way I communicate with the world. And now, with the Xbox Adaptive Controller, I can play Xbox games also. I have a review of that coming soon to my channel.
So when it comes to communication, how does your voice program work?
The voice you hear right now is named Alex. He comes with almost every Apple device. If you have an iPhone or iPad, you can find him under Settings, General, Accessibility. Even though he speaks with an American accent, I find his to be the clearest voice available.
Why did you want to get into this line of work?
I have always been interested in both technology and storytelling. From an early age, my parents helped me to express myself in stories. When I first began to make videos, I realized this would be a way for me to have a voice and tell stories. I have speech difficulties, which has made becoming a storyteller challenging. As great as Alex is, I can't express much emotion through him, so it's really difficult to tell an engaging story. I have found, though, that being able to edit video has given me the ability to use pacing, music and color to express emotion. There are also physical challenges such as not being able to hold a camera, which is why I got the idea of using a drone. If you look on my YouTube channel, there is a video of me showing how I am able to shoot a video flying a drone using my iPhone.
Looking into the future, what technological advancements are you looking forward to?
Flying cars and hoverboards? Seriously, who doesn't? Oh, you mean in the context of my disability? Okay. The number one thing I'm looking forward to is a brain controller interface that would allow me to share my thoughts in real time, although, now that I think about it, that could be dangerous. Especially if I come across a hot chick. I'd be screwed. But not like that. Okay, next question, please.
Alright, what do you have to say to other people with cerebral palsy about following their dreams?
All of my life, I have been setting goals for myself. And whether or not I achieve them, I always learn something. What I like about this formula is that it is what everybody can do. Disability or not, there's always a way to push your capabilities and make yourself better. So work out what you love and go for it.
As I mentioned before, there's a recent Australian report that said the rate of babies born with cerebral palsy is down 300%, meaning it's gone from 1 in 500 babies born to 1 in 700 per year. Some are saying it's the most exciting news about cerebral palsy in 20 or 30 years. What's your reaction to that news?
This is good news, but definitely not the most exciting news about cerebral palsy in recent years. People who say that are missing the point. I think the most exciting development recently is that mainstream technology companies are now recognizing that not everyone can access the world in the same way. Just in the past 5 years, so many accessibility enhancements have been sneaking into operating system updates. As a result, chances are good that the laptop sitting in front of you, or the phone that is in your pocket has been designed so that you can use it, even if you can't see it, hear it, speak to it, or touch it. That means I work and play on the same level as everyone else. My disability is being pushed to the sidelines.